How are you going to know what he would do? Just because, well, I got an impression of what Jesus would do. If you don't have love according to knowledge, love according to virtue, love according to temperance, godliness, righteousness, and all those things, you will fail to do what Jesus would do. We have the mind of Christ by his Spirit. But again, it says, you know, people get his Spirit and immediately they're not necessarily completely conformed. The seed of God has been planted. But they have to grow up into Christ, as we will see in the book of Corinthians, either first or second is when he says that. He says that you may grow up into him in all things. We got to grow up into him. We got to be complete in him. It shouldn't have to take an entire lifetime. Sometimes it grieves me the length of time. I'm so impatient for this. But on the other hand, as I said before, impatient in a sense of I'm eager, you know. The kind of impatience that is unacceptable to God is the impatience where you give up. Because here, you can wait and be anxious as all can be. And be gnawing at the bit. And, you know, God counts that for patience because you're still waiting. Where you fail at patience is when you give up. You say, he ain't going to give the gift. God isn't hearing my prayers. Now you've forsaken patience.